From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. You're listening to Morning Edition. Good morning. It is Tuesday, June 2nd at 8:55, almost 8:56. And we have Logan Kimmel back on the line today with the opening market report. Good morning, Logan.
Hey, good morning again. Thanks for having me. Let's take a look here at the numbers this morning. We've got grains lower across the board. July corn down 3.75 at 440 and a quarter. December corn down 5.5. At 467. Soybeans down 15 on the July at 1165 3/4. And new crop November beans down 9 1/4 at 1179 1/2. Meal markets down about a buck here on the July 325. And the wheat classes are all down as well. July Chicago wheat down 7 1/4 at 601 1/2. Kansas City July wheats 12 lower at 635. Outside markets, crude oil is fairly quiet here today, front month of July. WTI flat at 92.20. Fundamental-wise, we had U.S. crop conditions as of Sunday that were released yesterday. Corn, first rating was 67% good to excellent, and the soybeans came in at 66% good to excellent. Spring wheat came in at 47% good to excellent. That was below the 60% estimate going into the report. And continued deterioration of the winter wheat crop, only at 26% good to excellent, unchanged from last week. That is the lowest ratings since 1986 on the winter wheat crop. So planting right now is pretty well wrapped up here for the corn and soybean markets. And the attention now is going to be focused to the weather and the Monday ratings going forward. From a technical standpoint on the grain markets, we're at critical support here on new crop corn, 467, and 468 is a 200-day moving average. Failure here on the new crop contracts, including soybeans, could lead to some more downside in these markets. On the positive note, grain shipments for the corn market were fairly good last week. Corn came in at 68 million bushels for the week ending May 28th. That was very strong versus last week. And the soybean market came in a little bit lighter. We saw about 18 million bushels on the shipment side. Livestock markets are still showing a little volatility here with the cattle and the New World screwworm 30 miles from the Mexico border. We do have a lower trade at the moment. June live cattle down 52 at 248.37. And the feeder's down about $1.92 at 349.62. Continued selling here in the hog markets. The July lean hog contract down 42 cents at 99.42. And the deferred October down 72 cents at 83.50. This is a continued sell-off here in the lean hog contract complex that's gone on for about 3 months. One thing to note is we've seen large spec funds selling in the hog contracts last week. Spec fund traders sold about 21,000 contracts of lean hogs as of last Tuesday. That's a very large amount. Something to note and keep an eye on in the livestock market. With that, I'll wrap it up, and I appreciate you having me.
Thanks so much, Logan. Thanks for joining us again today, and have a great rest of your day. Coming up at 9 a.m., 1 a.m. on AM 580 and Classic Mornings on FM 90.9, IPM meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says today will be sunny with a high of 80 degrees. You've been listening to Morning Edition from NPR on WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. I'm Kimberly Schofield. Thanks for listening.